Transportation and Infrastructure Services Committee. So we'll just launch right into things. So the first item on the agenda is Design and Construction Management Agreement for Sewer Lift Stations 2, 4, and 12. Who is taking this one?
That'll be me.
Great.
So this is, originally it was just the construction management for lift station 2, 4, and 12. We are pretty much done with the design, but as of, how long has it been, 3-4 weeks ago, we had a force main break that the crew found, and we've added that design work to the same contract as the construction management. So we are doing at least half of, I'd say most of the construction management aspects for these projects in-house. We have the city inspector and myself helping with that, but there is an electrical component that we are having the consultant help us out with it. And that is where most of this money is going for. And so we are asking for $71,410 to be approved for that amount so we can take care of the construction management as well as the design contract, all of which are through PACE. But just to give a little bit of a background, the Lift Station 4 project is part of the Sewer Lift Station Generator Update, which is a separate CIP project than the Lift Station 2, which is its own CIP project here, but we've combined them into one so we can save a little bit of money on the mobilization, less contractors showing up. And then in addition to that, we added a couple of pictures just to visually make, hopefully that makes sense. And I can share my screen, or if you have them in front of you, that works. Do you have a preference?
You guys, I have it in front of me. Do you guys have it in front of you?
Yeah, we have it.
Okay.
Yep.
Then we'll keep going. I'll start with the second picture that is much smaller. It's just the one from Purdue, 1990. And that is the one that shows a simpler septic tank design, just something that more people are familiar with. Maybe you've lived in a house that had a septic design. So this shows on the left side the inlet from the house. It goes into whether it's a tank or a well, depends on the scenario. And then on the left side, there's a pump at the bottom, and the pipe that goes through the left side is being pumped out. And to keep that picture in mind, we'll go to the other picture, and that right side where it says force main next to number 2, that is the outlet out of the septic or wet well area. So that portion that goes from the wet well in the lift station and it goes to a manhole where it discharges, and then it doesn't need to be pumped. It's just working by gravity. So that segment of pipe is what has a crack almost all along the entire run. So at the moment, it's not an emergency. It is an urgent design that we need to do to avoid it from being an emergency or a sinkhole or something bad. So we've added it to that construction management design, and PACE did do the design work for Lift Station 2. So they're also working on the force main that's exiting Lift Station 2 and going to the manhole nearby. Any questions at this point?
Deshaun or Tom?
I just have a quick series of questions. So I'm definitely familiar with force main and kind of my work with wastewater. So thank you for the background information. And so my quick question, and I want to make sure I understood this correctly. You know, the reason why, so my question would have been, how do we make sure that the design is accommodating to the full project, right? Because that's where the problems occur. You got two different contractors, and then, boom, the force main doesn't work or whatever. So I'm assuming that adding it to this contract is good for continuity. But then the second thing is that, and you specifically said this, we're going to do this work, majority of the work in-house, but the electrical would match this. And so that's why it wouldn't be a problem to add on to this contract. Do I have that right?
So all the construction work, all construction portion of this work will be done by a contractor, not us. As a city, we're not doing any of the construction portion of it. But the inspection portion, which is under the construction management contract, some of it or most of it we're going to do in-house. And then the portions that we're not as comfortable signing off on will be done by our consultant that did the design, which is mostly the electrical aspect of this project. Does that answer?
Yeah, that gets at it, why we could tie this contract along with this work. And then also the continuity piece, where you're saying you're going to have another contractor, you know, kind of not only do the work, but again, the design and the construction is where we see a convergence that we get really big problems. And when you talk about a force main, like,
yeah,
it all has to work together. So sounds like, so you did answer my question. So
I think you still make a good point, and I can add on to that, which might have been not clear in my previous description. This force main does go with lift station 2 and only 2. So mm-hmm. What we've done is we've delayed lift station 2's construction phase to be at the same time as the force main. So both of those elements are done by the same contractor, and then 4 and 12 will be together.
And we know it's working.
Right.
Good point. Great. Thank you, Deshaun. Thank you. So is there any other questions on this? Okay. So the ask on this then is to forward it to the consent agenda on the 22nd. Is that correct?
Correct.
Tom and Deshaun, are you okay with that? All righty then.
Yes.
Great. We will make it so then. All right. So that takes us on to, thank you. So that takes us on to fleet purchase and replacement of a Vactor truck unit thing. So who's going to talk to us about this thing?
Okay, council members, I'll start this. So this Vactor truck was up for replacement in 2019. It has reached its 10 years lifetime, and we put it in budget 2019-2020 budget. But due to COVID and other delays, we weren't able to purchase it in 2020. And the budgeted item was inadvertently dropped off, being passed on from the 2019-2020 budget to 21-22 budget. The line item exists, the dollar figures exist. It's in the fleet fund, and it's funded by the enterprise fund, that's the stormwater. We do need this item. Like I said, it has reached its lifetime in 2019. We would like to purchase it, so that's why we're coming to the committee, and we'll add it to the budget amendment process at the end of the year. But if the committee allows us to move forward to make the purchase in a timely manner so that we can proceed with using this Vactor truck.
Okay. Deshaun, do you have any questions?
I have the same questions you have.
I know you do.
That I don't have. So
I know.
Because you let me go first, which is great. I appreciate it.
I know.
I appreciate that.
We'll let Deshaun do it.
So, Harry, to make sure I'm following the logic, it was in the budget, the number amount, and then, but it got dropped from the budget as a listed item? And was it the amount that wasn't listed, or was it something we missed in the budget where if it was 2019-2020 and this is a carryover or an additional responsibility, why would this be an amendment if it was in the budget?
It's a carryover, and it was missed. Before I get myself in any trouble, I let the specialist.
I was going to suggest that, like I know you're the director, but sometimes you just gotta proceed with caution. And Gail, you're going to meet the same scrutiny that Hari is getting, so we're going to hang on every word.
Okay. Hi, Gail Levinar, I'm Public Works Analyst. So on page 46 of your packet, which goes through the whole scope of the purchase, is the 2019-2020 page from the fleet. So how we do fleet in the budget is we list the specific fleet items that we are going to purchase and that you approve. And that means that we don't need to go back to you to state, we're going to buy a Vactor truck, please approve this, like we do with the CIP projects, because the CIP projects is just a broad $200,000 budgeted in the sewer lift station, but we have to tell you that we're going to hire PACE engineers to do the design work. Whereas the fleet's a little different in that we specifically state, we want to purchase a Vactor truck, and we have $600,000 budgeted. So once you approve that, we're good to go. So what happened is that we didn't purchase it in 2019 and 2020. So what then we do is we do a carryover, and we include it in the 2021-2022 budget. And so it's usually we would have the same kind of list, and then it's the carryover items. This inadvertently was dropped. We didn't include it in the carryover item. So it's kind of like in the budget because we assumed we had spent it, but we didn't. So it was inadvertently left out of the 2021 budget. So that means we have to go to council to say, we have a Vactor truck that we need to purchase, and we need your approval because it's nowhere in the 2021 budget. And so this is documenting that we are asking your approval to purchase the Vactor truck. It's gone down a little from the 600,000 down to 540 because fleet has firmed up exactly what we're purchasing, and that's what's included in the whole packet. And then what we do in November when Vicki does the budget amendment for any changes to the budget, this would be included and would be added so that the 2021 budget then would show this Vactor purchase.
Okay.
I hope I didn't lose you. You're looking at me like.
No. But you said two things can't be true at the same time.
Okay.
That it was in the budget and inadvertently left off the budget.
So the detail of the actual purchase was left out of the 2021 budget. I view that it is included because when Vicki prepares the budget, she has a beginning fund balance. Mm-hmm. And the beginning fund balance is going to represent that we already spent that $600,000 when we did not. So it's kind of like...
So it's extra money?
Yeah, like we already assumed that it was a drawdown, but it wasn't.
And it was not... Sorry. And it was not listed as savings, right?
Correct. Right.
It was not.
It was assumed that it was spent already, and we didn't do the housekeeping to show that it should have been spent in 2021.
But what I'm saying is the budget didn't assume that $600,000 wasn't, you know, oh, we missed it, and we got $600,000 going forward. So I guess that's what I'm asking is... it was missed. It was missed, although it was assumed that it was purchased, and then that dollar amount was there, and it didn't get interpreted as additional.
Correct.
Savings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like instead of the $1 million, it should have shown $1,600,000 in the beginning fund balance.
Right. Okay, so it's literally a numbers thing. And with that, I'm happy to hand it over to my numbers guy, my numbers council member, Council Member McLeod, as I try to really
I'll stay on just in case.
I passed it on to Gail right off the bat.
Go, Tom, go.
I would like, can you, I'm not asking you to throw anyone under the bus, but explain the term inadvertently left off.
So when we do this, you can see that on page 46, we have 31 items is listed. And normally, I think it goes up to sometimes 60 items. I think we had 2 pages of purchases. And so we try to keep track of them. We try to keep track of what exactly we've purchased. And then we move on to add it to the next cycle. So we just, to me, we were making the list for the carryovers, and we forgot to put the Vactor truck on there.
So the $600,000 is in the 1920 budget,
mm-hmm.
but it never got spent.
Correct.
So what fund is it in when the city reconciled on 12/31/20?
So
what fund is it in?
It's in the 501 fund. And so what we do with the 501 fund is all through the year, every month we do a transfer. So if who's ever responsible for that fleet, it comes out of their department. So the police department still has to pay for their patrol cars. And it's just a transfer from the general fund to the 501 fund so that their budget represents how much they're paying for their fleet purchases. Same with the Vactor truck, is that the surface water fund is paying for it, but we kind of just funnel the money into the 501 fund in order to have the fleet be able to purchase the items. And so it officially comes out of the 501 fund, but each department is paying their own way.
Okay. So the 501 has a balance of X in it.
Big balance,
December,
$5 million.
Yeah, December 31st, 2020. But it really should have in there X plus 600.
Correct.
Or the X, I guess I'm a little bit, I don't know if I'm concerned, troubled, or confused that someone along the way didn't catch why is this fund got an extra $600,000 in it?
Right.
That seems like a lot.
So it does seem like a lot, except the fleet fund is a very large fund. So it is still kind of fluid when we're determining, when we're doing the budget and what exactly is in there. So no matter what, the funds are being transferred from surface water to the 501 fund, and it is covered. It's not, the general fund isn't picking up anything to pay for this in the meantime. So it's definitely coming from the surface water fund. I can't explain that, except that those numbers are fluid and we missed it. So
what's in place to not miss it again?
I think we probably just would need to have an extra set of eyes on it, which we try to do. I mean, it's just hard to grab these things when we're all working remotely. I mean, there's all kinds of excuses that we can. I mean, I wish I could show you my chicken scratch sheet, because I take page 46 and every time I see a purchase order come through for line, just as an example, line 17, I write on there that instead of $35,000, we've spent $33,000. So that's me keeping track of it as well. And it just and it didn't happen this year.
So if council approves this amendment, you're saying we already have the money.
Yeah.
This isn't we don't have to find some new revenue to fund this.
No.
It's in the approved budget we already made, as far as the money's in an account somewhere to spend it. We just didn't spend it in the year 19 or the year 20.
Correct. Yeah, I view it as a housekeeping item.
Mm-hmm.
A big one, but yes, it's a housekeeping item.
Yeah, my son once broke a really big window on the house, and it was just housekeeping. Okay, that's it for now.
Yeah, we approved it, and
yeah.
We didn't approve it.
Right.
Or I'm sorry, we approved it, but we didn't spend it.
We didn't spend it.
We want to tell you we're going to spend it, though.
Right. So is this something when the new budget, when we get the new system into finance, is this something that will help that?
I would love to say yes, but I can't guarantee that. I've heard plenty of software that everything's going to be solved.
Yeah, everything's going to be solved.
Yeah.
But that's, you know what, and when this, I think, was scheduled to go on consent agenda, I kind of think it should, I'll defer to my fellow council members, but because I can see this, you know, we had these questions and I can just see other council members. I don't know. What do you guys think? Should we keep it on consent and maybe just hopefully it'll, because I can see a big brouhaha.
I think I might agree with that, you know what, let it go through and let people have the chance to ask a question. I know that sounds like an uncomfortable process, but, you know, people could make the wrong assessment if we put it on consent.
Kind of what I think. Deshaun, what do you think?
What? I honestly think we should leave it on there.
Okay.
And hope that it doesn't come up and then know we're going to have explain it. I think it's going to come back whether we want it to or not. And so really explaining the theory of amendments, right? Because that's probably going to be a discussion this year.
That'll be a discussion this year.
But, yes. Anyway, that's what I would do. I'm going to go off camera for a second.
Okay. And I'm fine. Let's just keep it under consent, Tom. And I think it's not like, you know, it's not – it may come up. But I think the bigger discussion will come up later on in the year when we do all the budget amendments. And that's something that I think the Finance Committee is going to have to work through, too, is to how often they're going to do amendments, because this is going to be a weird year. So, you know, if I was still Finance Chair, I would want budget amendments done maybe quarterly, because I just think that's what we're going to have to deal with. I think that's our reality. So, but I don't have any other questions on it.
I think it will be helpful if you can show where the money's at and that we have allocated this money. Yep. If you can ticket the account and say, look, it's sitting over there. We just didn't spend it. So this doesn't require any new money.
Right.
And I was thinking, because if I showed, instead of just page 46, if you could see page 47 from even the 2019-2020 budget, that the next section is the carryover section.
Yeah.
Where we list everything, and even in the 2021-2022, we have a carryover section, and that's just missing the Vactor truck. So
can we include that in the packet?
Yes.
Let's do that. And I think that way everybody has the information. They can figure it out. I mean, you know, I can only think of one person that might have an issue with this, and that's okay. But, you know, that's what committees are for, right? That's what committees are for.
We're still like, we're not just stating, oh, it's a mistake and just include it. We're coming to you, we're showing you exactly, and we're asking for your permission so that, because it's not in the 2021 budget.
Yep.
But just show where the money's at, and it doesn't require new money.
Yeah, that's what I think too. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that one was good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Deshaun will come back on, I think, here in a second. I think he's still here. So that brings us to the King County Solid Waste Recycling Grant acceptance. Nancy?
Hello.
Hi.
Page 49. This pertains to the 2021-2022 King County Solid Waste Reduction and Recycling Grant. It will be, if forwarded by you, will be proposed for the 22nd on a consent agenda. The council approval is required to authorize the mayor to sign this grant. This is the kind of money all city councils like to see. It comes from somewhere else as a grant. excuse me. What it is an interagency agreement between King County Solid Waste Division and the City of Tukwila. It's in the total of $69,717. It's a two-year program, and it's intended to fund the city's recycling program. Mm-hmm. City's recycling program operates exclusively through grant funding. There's no general funding or utility money that goes into it. The city receives funding on the calculation of a formula based on population and employment, and is part of the city of DCD's regular budget and the city's overall budget. We have received this grant for several years at this point. It is a two-year grant, as I think I mentioned, and it will part a portion of this, a small portion of this, will provide the 25% match that's required from another grant that we get from the Department of Ecology. And the grants are allocated based on four different programs. First is a recycling, residential recycling collection event. And that has been affected by the pandemic. It is held ideally every year in the spring, and it's addressing hard to recycle items that are collected from the population in the city. And the second main component of the grant, funded by the grant, is the commercial multifamily recycling program, which is the bulk of the grant. It assists Tukwila businesses with on-site or through other methods, how they conduct their recycling programs, a variety of different outreach efforts through education, how to improve their recycling programs, sustainable business practices, that kind of thing. The staff also works with multifamily properties, and we have a consultant that we work with for that to encourage those properties to enhance their recycling programs. And we work with the city's facilities and purchasing also. The third program is the residential program directed at providing rain barrels. We provide those at a reduced cost to the community. Also compost bins, worm bins, that type of thing. And those are often passed out and made available through some of the, once again, face-to-face type events that we hope to be having in the future, such as the Backyard Wildlife Festival. Then also the Tukwila Community Garage Sale Program is the fourth one. It's for residential, the residences of the community. And it is, again, intended to encourage people to reuse and recycle the materials that they're trying to that we've all been going into our basements and getting rid of in the last 10 months, 12 months. So this does not require any matching city funds. As I mentioned, it's a grant. And the request is that this be forwarded on for consent agenda on the February 22nd.
Great. Thank you. I'll start with Tom this time. Tom, do you have any questions, concerns?
Yes, one kind of clarifying question. On the residential programs, the rain barrels and the garage sale,
yeah.
What happens to the money if those events do not happen because of COVID?
We reallocate to other projects that we can do, allocate it to purchase of additional materials that will be given out at a future date, or just find ways to use it.
I thought you were going to say purchase of a vector truck, but
you're not going to get very far with that much money. A front wheel.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's my only clarifying question.
Sounds good. I'll take it.
I'm in favor of it.
Thanks, Tom. Deshaun, do you have any questions?
No, I mean, I think just like, that's also a good explanation by Councilmember McLeod around, you approved it, and now we need you to approve it again. you could do that with this grant. No, Ms. Eklund, happy to see you. Don't have any questions on this. I would just say that the grant, you had to have a grant proposal, and this is kind of our priority. And I just wonder how often do we look at, do these categories change to accomplish the things that maybe Tukwila wants to accomplish with some of this work? So I don't know what other kind of program, maybe it's, in a pandemic, it's spring cleaning, large items, yard waste in a pandemic while you're there, because you aren't usually there, so we'll up the amount of yard waste. So just wondering how often do we look at maybe the things that we develop a proposal for this grant?
Well, I can tell you that, I'm new to this, as you may know. It's been the Miranda's thing for several years, so I'm sort of learning about the program. And it's certainly our intention to address the goals that the city has for recycling. And we have a very good consultant, and we work with waste management and work with them to have them, use resources wisely. So I'll be able to give that information to you a little bit later. But rest assured, I think that's our objective, to make sure that we're addressing the need, even though we're not necessarily conducting in-person type events that are the standard form. I can tell you.
Yeah, and that's, and I agree. I don't have any other questions. I would just think as the year goes along and, there's categories, right? So like you said, if we can't do this, maybe something over here would rise to something that's creative, like Deshaun was saying, yard waste in a pandemic, and then we can just, move over and do something different. But I think it's great. I think it's great that we can still do this, and I'm grateful to King County. And yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's nice to see you. All right. So this is going to consent agenda, if you guys are okay with that. Great. All righty. Thank you. Which moves us on to the most exciting part of our meeting, which is our work plan. So Hari, are you going to lead us through this?
Yes, council members, what I can do is lead what I think are the big items, and then we can come back if you have any other line item questions. I'm happy to answer. So with your permission, I want to go to page 73, the work plan. So I want to highlight item 7, that's West Valley Highway. So it's a pretty big project we're working on between Strander and I-405. We're trying to create additional sidewalk, additional width of sidewalk, and then a crosswalk in the middle, right where the pedestrian bridge is, and maybe an RRFB to help people that come out of the pedestrian bridge to connect with the bike path. And so that project, we're hoping to go with bid award first quarter of this year. And the second project I want to highlight is item 9, which is 42nd Bridge Design Replacement.
Sorry.
Yes.
Chair, can I ask a question?
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Super high level. I'm just wondering if we're coordinating this with the pedestrian work that's going on at WashDOT?
Yes.
Okay,
yes, Councilmember. Yeah, we're working with WashDOT, and we're working with the Seattle Public Utilities. They have a water main going under there, so we are coordinating with all of them.
Okay, and the reason why I ask is that they're redoing their pedestrian plant, WashDOT is. And so if this is in alignment with that or in coordination with some of the things that they maybe are talking about wanting to do. I know that it was out for public comment a couple times. So just
yeah, sure. We are working on it, council member, and I'll also make sure that Cindy, who's the design project manager, Cindy and I, and I'll ask her to check one more time with WashDOT. So the next item I want to highlight is item 9, that's the 42nd Avenue Bridge Replacement. Council has approved the 30% design late last year, and we're proceeding to submit BRAC application this month, and we will have that standing item on this committee. We'll bring updates as we keep getting updates on 42nd. So under the utilities, that's the next page. The first item I want to highlight, which is a water reservoir and pump station, and we did come to you last Transportation Committee meeting regarding the land purchase, and so this is a project that it's important for the water utilities, so you'll hear more about this project. We'll keep coming to you. The second exciting project under the utilities is the McAdam Road South, as we're not only doing the water main loop, but we're also doing the sidewalk on one side connecting the apartments that are in that area to the schools and stuff. So that's another exciting project that I want us to look at. And we'll bring, as the contract progresses, the fourth quarter and second quarter, we'll keep bringing information to you. And we have annual small drainage, item number 7 under utilities, and we'll bring that to you in second quarter and fourth quarter. This is something we do every year, but we address a lot of the drainage related issues in our community with that. And then the other item, 12 and 13, these are all for fish barriers and flap gate, green the green, important projects in our community that I want to bring to your attention. We will bring them to you as the projects progress. Green the Green will bring it first quarter of this year. The last item I want to highlight is item 20, that's public workshops facilities. We have received the bids last week, and the bids look favorable. They came well under the engineer's estimate, and we're going to bring those to you next Transportation Committee. It's on the agenda. But these are all projects that you will keep hearing from us continuously this year. So those are the highlights. Thank you.
All right, Deshaun, questions, comments, concerns?
No concerns. Just highlighting, no surprises here, Hari, number 4. We know it's unfunded. The question is, can and should we, again, further refine the process so when it does hit the ground, we know that this could be up and running once it's funded. And remember, there was a lot of conversation about, like, this is the approach, this is you know, this is the first step, this is the second step, and then this is the third step. As you know, and I'll speak for my fellow council members, but in particular Councilmember McLeod, we worked a lot to get this thing launched, and it would be great if we can even just review that, what that process looks like, and just socialize it amongst ourselves and potentially have advice for how we socialize it with the community.
I'll just jump in really quick. I think that's actually a really good idea, and that's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, maybe mid-year we can take a look at it, review it. Like you said, it's something that the council wants to fund, I think, but we don't have the funds. So it would be really good because now we've got some data. We've got some, you know, how did it work? So like Deshaun was saying, we can refine it. So when we can fund it, we can hit the ground running. Tom, what do you think?
I would agree with that. I would like to have that one teed up as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see how we can go forward or where. I do have just a couple of quick questions. I don't have any real concerns going through all this. On number 3, when it says no funding for construction at this time, meaning it doesn't need funding or we don't have it available.
You're talking about the safe routes to schools, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what, how we're approaching that project, Councilmember McLeod, is we are going for grants, and so that's why the construction is not funded. But our staff are continuing to reach out for grants, and we have recently hired a grant writer, and she's going to start with us mid-February. And we have a lot of goals to get more grants. Our hope is when a project is designed, ready to go, we're in a much better place for grants, for constructions. That's another reason why it's in the unfunded for construction.
Is the grant writer a full-time position?
Currently, we're getting a full-time grant writer.
Okay, so I think that's a good move. And then on number 8, project closeout.
Yes.
I'm not sure I understand your wording there. The closeout, and then it's under construction.
Yeah, so committee members, as you are aware that every time a project is fully constructed, that's only called physical completion of the project. But then later on, when the project makes full payments to all the contractor, and the contractor makes full payments to their subcontractors, they submit all the proof of minimum wage and everything to the Department of Licensing, state. We collect all that information and release the retainage, and then officially we close out the project. That's our current process. So usually that happens like sometimes it could be 6 months after the construction is done. Sometimes it can be a year after the construction is done. So that's why you see a lot of these project closeouts, and they slide and move because sometimes they didn't pay one of their subcontractors, so there are some delays outside our city staff's hands or control.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it for me. I don't have any further questions.
Deshaun, did you have anything else before?
Yeah, thank you. I did. Just two really quick things. One, maybe Rachel can answer, and then the second one more. This is, you know, where is it on the list of the work plan? So the first one is just that, you know, great comprehensive list of kind of legislative activities down in Olympia. And then, you know, how do we check in on that here, in particular as it relates to transportation, just in case something pops out of committee that, you know, may apply. There's always talk about some type of roads measure. So just wondering if we can, if there's an interest in having this on the work plan, and or I guess, Rachel, you can ask if there's anything that even seems like could be a funding source for us.
Yeah, thank you, Councilmember. So as you know, the Allentown Bridge is the number one, 42nd Avenue Bridge is the number one thing on our legislative agenda, and we are actively working to get it into a future transportation package. So there are, you know, both the House and the Senate have different ideas right now. The House has not put any actual projects in their package. The Senate has, but they're still looking for others. So we're actively working, not only ourselves, but with our three legislators, along with our contract lobbyist, David Foster, to try and get these into a potential package this year. We'll see if there's going to be a package this year. There was a lot of momentum moving forward. I think that obviously the state of current affairs with the pandemic and everything makes things difficult. But if not, it's important that we get in the conversation now, because if it's not now, then 2 years from now, when we're going to have a package by that time. So Councilmember, I hope that answers your question.
It does. And then the second question is really for Hari. Just thinking about the work that we accomplished this year with the budget, and we made some changes at the very end and as it related to like bus stops and those small pieces, is that on here, and can we just check on it? Because I think we all had theoretically an idea of what it would look like and how much progress and then how much work it is. It'd be great if the chair is comfortable that we add this on there so we can kind of be updated on the decision that mm-hmm. we made in the budget that was, you know, a step down from what mm-hmm. was proposed and yet still had some narrative to say that there are certain things that could be done, Hari, that you added to it. And so it's just a way to see how does that show up actually now that we're going through the implementation.
Yeah, I think it's certainly a good idea, council member, that you're recommending it. What I can do is either second quarter or third quarter of this year, I can just bring it back to the committee as an update, and I can tell you an update of, okay, how many staff are working on it and what's the progress we made with the bus stop cleaning and graffiti cleaning and other items, mm-hmm. and as well as have a conversation with you and take your input in terms of what you received from the community, and we can have any amendments from that. If you have other budget availability or anything, we can have that dialogue. Certainly, I can bring that as a update in late second quarter or early third quarter.
That's good.
And for number 9, 42nd Avenue South Bridge, I can add a line under there just for funding potential, just to remind everyone and see, and get to get that update.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoops. Right. Anything else, guys? All righty.
Nope.
All right. Well, we've got our work cut out for us, which is good. All right, so I don't think there's anything. Is there anything else that I'm forgetting?
Yeah.
No. You run an efficient meeting.
I try.
And I just knew, seeing who was on the makeup of this committee, that we would be able to power through things because there's some institutional knowledge, but also just the adherence to efficiency, Chair.
Thank you. That is my middle name.
Thank you, committee members. I just want to bring one miscellaneous item, which is it's already on the list. I just want to remind you that next week our next committee meeting, we're bringing the bid results of the public workshops.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know we're getting that, so that's perfect. So, and I was glad to hear that you said that they're favorable.
Yeah, the bids came well under the engineer's estimate.
Good scale. All right, you guys, I think we have time to take a break then before we have to get into our next meeting. So I'll see you guys all in about 45 minutes.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Thanks all.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye.